News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the number of new homes delivered this year will be close to 40,000 units, so said Taoiseach Simon Harris as the government gave its housing progress report yesterday. And Keane O'Callaghan is a Social Democrat TD for Dublin Bay North, and he joins us now. Surely that's a good thing, credit where credit's due, Keane. 40,000 houses, the target was 34,500.
Good morning, Ciara. I think the issue here is that for a number of years, everyone in the country has known that we need at least 50,000 new build homes a year, and Taoiseach Simon Harris has admitted this himself, but yet the government are congratulating themselves for bringing in a number of homes below that, and of course 40,000 homes haven't been delivered yet, they're just projecting that they will, but even if they are, that's still at least 10,000 homes short of what is needed each and every year. So I think the government really need to update their housing targets. They've been talking about doing this for years, and they're now saying, well, look, it'll probably happen in autumn. It doesn't really give the kind of sense of urgency, I think, that the country expects from them on this.
Okay. Plain devil's advocate here. I mean, they are talking in bigger numbers now. Simon Harris said at the recent Fine Gael Ardèche that 250,000 houses would be built between 2025 and 2030. And both economists and indeed people involved in construction have been on the show saying, yeah, those are kind of targets that would actually make a difference to the housing crisis and maybe realistically attainable. They are revising upwards. It looks like that's the direction of travel. And from what I can glean with my, my small knowledge of the housing market, they were starting from a low point. So there was always going to be a gradual upward climb. And is this not a reflection of that? I know you're saying that they've missed their target, but actually their target, in fairness to them, was 34,500. That was the Housing for All target. They were giving a report on Housing for All, and they're going to exceed that by something in the order of about 15%.
Well, look, setting targets are far too low, and we know far too low, and then saying, look, we've exceeded this target, and we know our targets are too low. We've known that for years, and we haven't updated them because we seem to be engaged in some sort of an exercise where we want to be able to say, well, we've exceeded our targets. I mean, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work in terms of having...
But you're saying the targets are far too low, and I accept in terms of delivering what we can, what we might need for the population, that they might seem low. But is it not fair to say that they were trying to give us targets that were realistic in terms of what our construction industry could deliver? And you and I were both aware of the constraints on that industry in terms of manpower, in terms of we had the sort of supply chain issues with Ukraine and all of those things. They gave us what they considered were realistic targets. They're now exceeding them. What would the Social Democrats do that would be different?
Well, just on one thing, on capacity in the sector, because... And this is the government keeping saying, oh, look, we can only build so many homes. We don't have enough construction workers. Now, what's happened since this government has taken office is the numbers of people in construction, apprentices, key trades, things like brick and stone laying, plastering, carpentry and joinery, painting and decorating, have actually gone down since this government has taken office. And they're at a very low level compared to 2006. We're talking about 14% in most of those sectors. Compared to 2006. There's things that they could do now to encourage more people into construction apprentices. Well, one thing, for example, is make sure that the minimum wage actually applies to people entering that in their first couple of years. Secondly, we could do what's done in a lot of other countries where, in terms of state contracts, and remembering that the state is the biggest purchaser of construction in the country, we could ensure that a percentage of the workforce on state contracts must be in training, and that would ensure a continuous flow of apprentices coming through the sector.
I think they would argue that they've done quite a lot of work with trying to recruit apprentices, make apprentices, widen the net of apprenticeships. They've gone recruiting abroad, internationally looking for construction. I think they would argue that they are doing things, but that... we had a construction industry and a housing building collapse post 2006, which is the year you mentioned.
Yeah, so they're not at least ensure that the minimum wage is covered for people in their first couple of years. And, if you're going into an apprenticeship now, it's quite different to maybe 20, 30 years ago. 20, 30 years ago, a lot of people left school early and were going to apprenticeships. Now, thankfully, virtually everyone actually finished the school. So people are going in a bit older and getting paid, you know, sub-minimum wage rates. While it might have worked for someone, you know, 16, 17, you know, it's not working to entice people who have actually, you know, completed school to get into.
So is that what the Social Democrats would do? You would up the pay for apprenticeships. And what about the people who run the apprenticeships who say they can't afford to pay that and they won't take people on now?
Well, we would apply the minimum wage. But a critical thing is we'd make sure in terms of state contracts that a percentage of the workforce would actually be, in apprenticeships, because you can't just rely. And to be fair to the private sector, it can be very difficult for the private sector to say, right, we're going to take someone on for 4 years, because they don't necessarily have the certainty in terms of their contracts and their workflow to be able to do that. So that's one of the things that has actually collapsed. Years ago, there was a lot more certainty. And that's one of the things that has collapsed the workflow.
Years ago, there was a lot more unemployment, though, and it was quite a different workforce. But I know I appreciate what you're saying. And look, thank you for coming on with that reaction to the report yesterday on Housing for All and where we're at with it. That is Kian O'Callaghan there, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Bay North.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.